This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. state of Georgia officials have begun counting the final votes related to the country's turbulent 2020 election season. Polls closed in the southern state for two critical U.S. Senate seats that will determine which party has the majority and, in turn, the fate of President-elect Joe Biden's legislative agenda. The two Senate runoff elections on Tuesday are leftovers from the November election when none of the candidates hit the 50% threshold. The leader of the Proud Boys has been banned from Washington, D.C. That is a far-right extremist group. Enrique Tarrio was arrested on Monday for destruction of property and possession of a firearm magazine. He was released on bail Tuesday and ordered to stay away from the city. Police also made two arrests as protesters aiming to support President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the election gathered in the city. The protests began Tuesday and were expected to swell to thousands of people as Congress certifies President-elect Biden's win on Wednesday. Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Wisconsin have cleared a white police officer in the August 23rd shooting of Jacob Blake in the city of Kenosha. Blake, who is black, was shot four times at close range in an incident that touched off deadly street protests in the U.S. Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely made the announcement.
It is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
Officials said there was a knife inside Blake's car, and Gravely said the officer had the right to self-defense. This is VOA News. January is off to a grim start around the globe as the coronavirus surges even amid growing access to vaccines. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This virus has been ahead of us every step of the way.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the nation continues playing catch-up. In California, just 1% of residents have been vaccinated as states struggle to get enough doses. Doctors in the U.S. and across the world are bracing for a flood of cases after the holidays as more nations face a more contagious variant. The virus has killed more than 350,000 people in America, 1.85 million worldwide. South African undertakers say they've run out of coffins. In Europe, England and other countries are locked down. And in Asia, even nations that were pandemic success stories are seeing waves of infections from Thailand to Japan, which is getting ready to declare a state of emergency. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Over 50 pro-democratic activists in Hong Kong were arrested on Wednesday under the city's controversial national security law. It's the biggest crackdown yet against the democratic opposition, according to local media. The arrests in the Asian financial hub included well-known democratic figures and former lawmakers. The Democratic Party's Facebook page said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized ballot last year to select Democratic candidates for an upcoming legislature election. The Hong Kong government and Beijing warned at the time it may violate the new law. The security law was imposed by Beijing on the former British colony in June. In a new embrace of Qatar's ruler, Saudi Arabia's crown prince pushed a deal to end a row with Doha at a Gulf summit Tuesday. The summit was to try to strengthen an Arab alliance against Iran, although the final declaration contained only a general pledge of solidarity. The kingdom's foreign minister said Riyadh and its Arab allies agreed to restore ties with Doha to end a boycott imposed in mid-2017. The deal was mediated by Washington and Kuwait, and a United Arab Emirates official suggested it would take time. While the communique contained no detailed confirmation of a deal, the apparent breakthrough signaled hope for mending a rift between major U.S. allies. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said Tuesday President Trump would not be allowed in to play golf in Scotland in the coming weeks because of the newly imposed COVID-19 lockdown. Read the story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.